So we're continuing in Reish Memtes, and we're in the middle of Sif Dalid. And the last thing we talked about, so in Sif Dalid was the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was if a person's mekabel to fast on Erev Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins he has to fast until Tzeisa Kechavim, unless he was mefarish that he's only mekabel until the tzibur finishes Meirev. And the Ramah brought a Yeshayimrim that, no, once they finish Ma'ariv, they leave the Beis HaKnesses, the Tainus is over. And the Maril was Machriya, that a Tainus Yochid lo Yashlim, v'tayv l'farish kain when he's Mekabal the Tainus. And by a Tainus Sibur, you have to be Mashlim until Tzeisa Kechavim, v'achi Nahayg, and that's how the Ramah says. So the last thing we ended off was with the Bir Alach on the bottom of the Amud Beis brought the Maril. So the Maril, I looked up the tshuva and Simon Lama Gimel. So over there he says that Saif Dabar, the bottom line, the Bir Alacha, Namad Beis, he said Saif Dabar Achatvil Sarbis Avi Shaper Hashlama Berav Shabbos Utainis Yachid. He said for a Tainis Yachid, once they finish Marev, that's enough. Avol B'mem Gimel Ba'imer Hayapai Tainis Kriya B'Shvil Gzeira. So it started in my mind. I was thinking, what was Mem Gimel Aimer? Baimer, was it something, we'll see in a minute what I thought, but I was wrong. Mem Gimel Baimer is Chav Ches Ir. So Chav Ches Ir, there was whatever was going on there in whatever city, in Worms or wherever he was, in Mainz he was. I don't know exactly when this was. There was some type of Gzeir, and they made a Tainus. And it was on Erev Shabbos. And then the question was, when to finish? So he says, I didn't want to be Matir Lechol B'Yoyim, even though it was Erev Shabbos. In other words, because since Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't go into Shabbos Me'una. So he said, Levad Lo'isa Shehisnu. So over there it seems, like this was I was clearing last time, that they made a Gzeir on the Tzibur, everyone had to fast. But I guess there were some people who, when they were Mekabel the Tainus, made a Tznai. That's what it sounds like from the Tshuva over there. And since they made a Tznai that it's only until Ma'ariv's over, he let them eat. But for everybody else, with the stomach, even though it was a voluntary Tainus, but he didn't call it a Tainus Yochid, that he says, I didn't want them to finish the fast till after Tzeisa Kechavim. The only thing is, the Bir Alacha continues, and he says that two lines later, he says there's another Tshuvas Maril in Kufnun Zayin that he writes over there, V'tainis Yochid Be'erev Shabbos Minug Dili Achar Tvilas Arvis Kedivri Maram Avol Tainis Sibur La'atzmi Ani Machmir La'ashlim Ki Kamer Abusa G'day La'ashkenaz De'machmiri. So he says that a Tainis Yochid for sure you have to after Marim. But even a Tainus Sibur, he says, for myself I'm machmer to be mashlim till Tzeisa Kechavim. Ula almani oimer da ovid kemar ovid. But for everyone else, I say it's a machlokes. So whichever way you do, you're okay. V'akol l'shem shemayim ad kan l'shoinei. So now, so said the Bir Alacha says, but 1 second. In Simon Lama Gimel, he says he wasn't matter them to eat by Ma'ariv, unless the people who made the Tanai, he says they had to wait till Tzeisa Kechavim. So Mr. Bir Alacha says, the Mashiach calls him Lama Gimel, Shalahiter, Hainu Shalahiter Beferish, Avalahichmer Gamkein. So he's trying to be Miyash of the two things. Over here he says, I'm Machmer for myself, everybody else, I say you can do what you want. And over there, by that Gzeira Mem Gimel Boimer, he said, I wasn't matter them. So Mishnah Berurah says, what he means was he wasn't matter, but he wasn't machmer either, like he sort of let them do what they want. So unless you're mechalik between a Tainus Sibur and a Tainus Gzeira, I don't know. Umiloshin Ramah Bahagoli Mashmakain, but he says the Maisa the Ramah is quoting this Maril, and the Maril, the way the Ramah is saying is, Tainus Sibur Yashlin, finished. He doesn't say, it's a chumrah, you do what you want. Sounds like the Maril is saying that. It became, the Maril himself made a chumrah on himself. That's what it says in the tshuva. Lemaitza, that's how the psak became, to follow the Maril's personal chumrah. v'cheinu das rakeach, and so on and so forth. Fine. So therefore, because of that, that's the lashon of the Ramah, that uvetayin hisibur yashlim malchino hay maril. It's not really the maril. That's what the Bir Lach is trying to say. It's the maril said for himself. He's machmer on atayin hisibur. For everybody else, he was like pariv kedavmar. So that's just an interesting back and forth there. Now, what did I think this was? I thought, which I was mistaken, obviously, that there's this famous tainus of Rosh Chodesh Sivan in Worms. Worms, because of Gzeres Tatnu in 1096 of the by the Crusades, so they made, since Worms was destroyed, Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Gimel Sivan, so they had a tainus Sivan on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So it's a big to-do, how could you fast on Rosh Chodesh? So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh is very busy with this, but Lemaisa, and in my sefer on, the one on Sfira, so then when I bring this down, it could be I didn't write it in the proper cover for the Mishnah Berurah, but I wrote that the Mishnah Berurah was adamant, Shaar Tzion was adamant that they fasted a whole day. Because if you look in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, when he talks about, right in the beginning, about not fasting, the first halach in Taf Yud Ches, Rosh Chodesh, in Yonan Diyayma, V'an Shekak V'maiza Misanam Rosh Chodesh Sivan Al Gzeiris Shaheu Bais Hazman B'Shas Tadnu Le'al V'Chamishi V'Yirim Slichas V'Tachanunim, and so on and so forth. So it sounds like it's an exception to the rule. Now, he says in the Shaar Tzion, he brings the Magen Avraham, and then in parentheses he writes, Gam al ikur dvarav yesh lufak ve'tuva, chakosav divermaize mis'anim v'loy mashlimim. The Magen Avraham seemed to say that they didn't work mashlim the tainus. Rosh Chodesh can't fast. So they fasted, but it wasn't a full day fast. V'zel doichik, so he's very like stark over here. He says, and then he says, brings also mevur behedya vermaizah sheimasena mashlimim. He brings a bunch of rayas, and he's very like adamant was the word. He's like trying to push that the Magen Avraham seemed to say it wasn't a full day tainis, and he's trying to bring a rayas. Lemaisa, when you look in the old menhagim svarim from Vermaiza, it's mefurish that they daven mincha and said vaychal, and then they broke the tainis. So the fact that they said vaychal mincha wasn't a raya that they were mashlimim. So it's true. Now, what came to my mind was there's a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov. And the Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Bey, Simon Bob, I think it is. So he has a shiloh over there. When he became a Rav in Worms, so this is Shvus Yaakov, what, 1700s or something like that. So he became in Rav in Worms. It came out, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Friday, and he saw Mad Nezach. He says, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tav Ayin Vav. So Tav Ayin Vav is 1716, right? So there is 1700s. So Chal B'Yayim Vav, Shenoagu Lisanis Poi Vermaiza, when B'Yayim Gzeres Tanu, at Achar Chatzois Hayayim, Kol Rish Chodesh Sivan, says the minig is to fast till after Chatzois, Uvizman Mincha G'dayla, Mispala Mincha G'dayla, V'Achar Kach Oichlin, G'day Shalei Yisanab Rish Chodesh Tainis Gomer, then V'achar kach, they would be svalob ma'ariv kafi minhagam kol hashana, these daven ma'ariv by plug. Okay, so that was the minig on a regular Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So see, mefurish, that it wasn't a full day? Okay. Uchashachar Rosh Chodesh Sivan b'arav Shabbos. Listen what they did. So they daven mincha ma'ariv miyad achar shah gimel michav dalet shayis achar chatzais. So it was not yet what we would call plug ha-mincha. So it was like after chatzais, 3 hours later. And so they davened mincha, and since it was Erev Shabbos, they davened ma'ariv right away, u'mikadshin ha-Shabbos. So they somehow, since on a regular day, they would just daven mincha, and they would eat and finish. But since it was Erev Shabbos, they went straight into Shabbos. He said, I screamed about it. They didn't listen. Early Rabbanim made a macha, didn't help. So he says, maybe the future generations are going to say, "Be the Shaske Rabbanan v'loy michu." Must be it's nasu beratzin chachamim. So he says, "Memela." He was very upset about it. V'av gam shepirashti mehem binyan ze v'loy spilalti mantvilas arvis kedarki b'shar kalayamim. A regular day I daven ma'ariv with them. I didn't daven ma'ariv with them. Oh, he says, they started having tainas, ein lifresh binat tzibur, and it's a minig, you can't change. So memelo chidei levar hadover le'ein kol sheminig hu betoys. So he's going to now, he goes through the whole thing, and he goes through all gemaras of making early Shabbos, when to make early Shabbos, when you could daven marav. He comes try to figure out how to be matzdik the minig, that really was, originally it was a little bit later. He says, they call them to mincha, his lashon is, I forgot, like an hour or so later, and then he says, what did they do? And then it took them time till, where was this lashon? It was an interesting lashon. One second. He says, this is mincha, this is that. Prechadash. Where was it? Oh, he says, I think that the mistake was that they davened at the earliest man. Now he has, you know, we're very simple plaga mincha. But he goes through the Gemara. Could be they could get it even a little bit earlier than that. So he says they davened the earliest man, lefi the cheshbon of what I wrote before. But he says they used to call them to shul like 3/4 of an hour before that. And with mincha and vaychal and askaras neshamas and avarachamin benigun kafim and hagam, everything was a whole affair what they were doing. He says it would take 3/4 of an hour al chahay. So by the time they finished this whole thing, they daven ma'ariv bismanim lefi daitam, and the achrayim they said, oh, what do you mean? If they called at 4, mustam already because that was ma'ariv time. So they made everything an hour earlier somehow. He's trying to figure out how this mistake happened. Like, how could it be that it was nikva? As a mistake, he doesn't want to say that it was really a little later, and because the times got messed up. Anyways, this is his thing, and he says, "Memela, if Ayasher Chali, if I would have the power of Chol Mishesh Bereach Teira Yir Levatel Minigzesh Nasa B'Tois," he says, rather they should daven mincha like all the other years, that when it doesn't fall on Erev Shabbos, they daven mincha gedayla. B'yaychlu minim megadim, let them eat some mezainus or something, not to be kaveh asuda, because so now you hear what the cheshbon was. They didn't want to be kaveh asuda because Erev Shabbos, so they went straight into the Shabbos. Right? This was part of the whole cheshbon. So let them eat some mezainus, then they'll dav ma'ariv, and finished, and then you'll have this, you'll won't have such a problem. So this came to mind. I thought that's what maybe he was referring to over here, but obviously he wasn't. But this is another thing. Now, one last thing, I know we're all on a tangent here, but one last very geshmaka thing. This halacha over here, about being mekabel atainus, really in the halacha before, in Sif Gimel, Derech Anshei Maisa Lis'anes B'chol Erev Shabbos. Right? Derech Anshei Maisa Lis'anes B'chol Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah said, in order that they should be hungry Balayla. That was Derech Anshei Maisa. So that comes from a Gemara, if you look in the Baragoyla, on the side he says, Tor Mehada Erevin, it says Ches, or it's supposed to be Mem, Mem Amud Beis. Because over there the Gemara, Mem Amud Beis says, the Gemara is talking about these halachas, V'amar Rabba, he says, when I was in the yeshiva of Huna, I said, Bar be rab di Yosef b'tanisa b'male shabata. A bar be rab, a tamal chacham, who makes a tainus, it's a makabal tainus, Erev Shabbos, ma'ala shlumi, should he be mashlum the tainus or not? And this is where they bring the source of, they were derech anshei maitza, listanis b'chol Erev Shabbos, and this is back and forth. So Rabbi Feigenbaum was here by the last year, and he said that he remembers that Rav Moshe Arieli somehow was nisgala to him a Me'iri on this Gemara, and he was going crazy from this Me'iri, and it's just kedai to say over. So there's a Me'iri, and the Me'iri has a sefer called Mogen Avos. The Me'iri say Mogen Avos was to defend the Minhagei Provencia, which was like in France, which was more like Ashkenazish Minhagim, that's where the Me'iri was from, Kineged the Anshei Svarad. The Svaradim had come from Spain and they ended up in France, and they had a lot of machlokesim in Minhagim, a lot of different things there. So the Me'iri wrote a sefer Mogen Avos to defend the Minhagim, Minhagei Provencia. It ends up, a lot of these machlokesim end up, you find them in the Makairis in Shulchan Aruch. So the machlokes was, when you have Purim on Sunday, when do you have Tainus Esther? So the Me'iri says that his minig was, the B'chachmei Provencia was, that they had it Friday.
He says, and the Svardim came along and said Thursday. And how could you make a tainus on Friday, and this and that. And this was the machlokes. So he writes, he's coming here to defend having a tainus on Friday. And he goes through all the Gemaras, and he brings this Gemara of Ani Bar Be Rab de Yosef Tanisa. So he says, they made their own tainus, and it doesn't seem like such a problem. What happened? Now they fast on Fridays. Like, what's the problem? Like, why are they doing this? And you see, it's not a problem, and it's, as long as there's a srach mitzvah, it's okay. So Tainus Esther says, a srach mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to fast. He says, it's not from the Dalet Tzimus. Everyone agrees. If Tisha B'Av, what the Gemara talks about, Tisha B'Av falling out on Erev Shabbos, we have Sar B'Tavis. So there is a concept of fasting on Friday. So anytime you have a mitzvah, you can fast, not a problem. Tainus Esther, he says, as Pirsa Maneis, srach tzvila, is Geshmak Amiri for Purim, I guess. Put it in my notes somewhere, you know. The Tainus Esther is Srach Tvila, Upirsim Hanes, Litan Haida, Vishevach, Liberius Barach. So he says, Mamel brings a Raya, Kimal Nasham Valzam, Dibrat Tayyim Zagosam. So Mamel, he doesn't have a problem with it. But what were these Hani B'nai Be'rav doing? So the Shulchan Aruch, and wherever this is coming from, based on the Yerushalmi, it's saying they were doing it the Shevetai before for Shabbos, for Shabbos. Okay, that we hear already. But he listened to what he says. He says, "Kol zman sheyesh b'taynis ezus rach mitzvah, afal pisheinu chayva kagoyin hani de bnei beirav shepirushay hatalmidim sheyudarkam sheyumizarzim atzmam. They will be mizarz themselves umikablim taynis aleim be'erev Shabbos. They are mikabel to fast erev Shabbos shu yoyim achroin shebeshavua. It's the last day of the week. Kidei lechazer beinam levein atzmam letalmudam. In order to chazer all the learning of the week, shalomdu b'shavua zum b'fnei rabbi seyim. So memela, so they shouldn't be distracted by having to eat on Friday. They were mekabel tain, it should be a day of chazor. Now you hear about Rabbi Shariel, he's going crazy from this meeting. It's like right up his alley, you know what I mean? Right up his alley. So he says, the b'nei b'har b'nei, he brings us another pirish later. He says another pirish. But he says, that's why they're mekabel tainis, in order that it should be a full free day for Chazaras HaShavua. That was the Yisai of the Tainis, and that's called the Srach Mitzvah, and the Mele, you can fast even on Erev Shabbos. That was the Amar Dekami'iri that he said. Okay, let's get back to regular programming here, just to, let's finish off the Simon. Where did we end? We did Sivkat and Chav Aleph, for sure. I think that's where we ended. I think so. So this was the, right, because that was the Yesh Haimrim. So we're going to Sivkat and Chav Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. This is where he's Machriya, Tainis Yachid not to be Mashlim, Toiv Lefarish Kain, and a Tainis Iber you should be Mashlim. So let's see Chav Beis. B'Tainis Yachid, Zok to Mishnah Berurah, what's a Tainis Yachid? Tainis Yachid Nikra, Misha Kibal Atzmei Lisanis Be'er Shabbos Zeh, to fast this Erev Shabbos, oy shadarkli sanis b'chol Erev Shabbos, oy Erev Rosh Chodesh shechol be'Erev Shabbos, or if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh that falls out Erev Shabbos, says the brackets, haynu oysa manoshim shein oimrim yoim kippur katan b'yoim hei shalafanav. There's two things. There's saying the slichas of yom kippur katan, and there's fasting. So the ones who don't say Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday, because that seems to be its passion, you don't do that Erev Shabbos. So those, the Elu, Oimrim Misanim Gamkin, B'Yom Hei. Because if you say the Slichas, then you should fast on that day. But if you're not saying the Slichas on Yom Hei, so then the fast is on Erev Shabbos. El Yirabah B'Simen Tav Yilches. Oy, another type of Tainis Yachid, Shemisani Yom Shemes B'Avimoy, a yard site. Oy, Chav Sivan. All those tanisim over there, tainis tzadikim, they're called. Kasa Magan Avram, the misane b'chol Erev Shabbos. Let's say a person fasts every Erev Shabbos, v'hishlim pam rishon. And the first time he did that fast, he was mashlim until tzeisak echavim, tzarech linen kein lo'aylam. So then, once he shtels avek what his neder is for Erev Shabbos by the first time, he has to be mashlim. Vuadin b'chol anal, all the yard sites and all these things, the same thing. Dimistama kozman shalihisne b'feirish shein daite lahashlim, tamid, aminan didaite niligne kein loilam. Whatever you do the first time, we assume that's what you want, unless you say mefurish, no, today's an exception, I'm being mashlim, but in the future, I could do differently.
It'll be much better not to do it the first time, that you then later on you can do what you want, but you don't shtel avek the minute. Do what the Ramah says not to be mashlim, and then you're not stuck forever. So let's say he started these fasts. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Erev Shabbos. We're talking about other days of the week, so Erev Rish Chaydish or a yard site. And the first time it came out, it was on a weekday. We already said this Shiloh is only Erev Shabbos. A weekday, everyone's mashlim. So now, the problem is, the first time you did it was a weekday and you were a mashlim. It wasn't Erev Shabbos. But okay, now the next year comes Erev Shabbos. I had this one's yard site like that. My mother's second yard site was an Erev Shabbos, the third yard site. So now what do you do Erev Shabbos? But okay, yesh poiskim the svirle, da filu kishiyera akach ve'erev Shabbos, gam kein tzarek la'ashlim, atzeis ha'kechavim. That even though this is my first Erev Shabbos, but since you already stelled your whole tainus to be mashlim, you had no choice because it was a weekday. Unless the first time you said, I'm not going to do it like this forever. But some argue, Svirle, no. The person's das is Erev Shabbos not to be mashlim. Valkein misha mitzdar yochel lismach ala mekilim velechol teka vachri tzios meizag nezes afshayim gadol. That's what he says. But mele you could be samech on that. The Shari Tshuva over here brings this down also. He goes through this machlokes, and at the end he says at the end. That the Yerab and the Mishnah say Zov, they say even on a weekday you don't have to be mashlim. We're weak already, and a person's das is lavdafka to go to Tzeis HaKechavim, and you don't have to be machmer even on a weekday, but kol shekein on the Erev Shabbos.
When does a person stop the tainus on a regular weekday?
Tzeis HaKechavim.
No, I'm saying according to this.
Oh, after Maariv. In other words, whenever
they daven.
Right, if they daven early Maariv, it's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, Chav Gimel says the Mishabura Atzeisa Kechavim, Vafilu Hayesh Aymrim Hanal Moidu Bezeh. Again, this is Tainis Chaloim. This is the Mechaber said, Vimu Tainis Chaloim Tzarek Lissanis Atzeisa Kechavim. Why? It says the Mishabura, Vafilu Hayesh Aymrim Hanal Moidu Bezeh. Even the Yesh Aymrim that said that you only have to do till after Mairiv, here he agrees. Shari Afilu B'Shabbos Atzma Yochel Haskel Lissanis Tainis Chaloim. Because every other fast, you can't fast on Shabbos. So you have a problem now, so we have a big machlokes. Is Mairiv called Shabbos or Tzeisa Kechavim? But a tainus chaloy me'ikar hadin, you can fast even on Shabbos. A person wakes up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and he has a bad dream that he wants to fast for. Me'ikar hadin, according to the din of the Gemara, he fasts on Shabbos. So therefore, if he's finishing his tainus chaloy on Friday, his zikr has to go to Tzeis HaKechavim, uchadakamon mesimin reish peches, bekol shekein sheyashlim ad halayla. There are those who hold that that even Tainis Chaloyim, you don't have to go so bite and wait till Seis once you finish Ma'ariv, it's enough. But he says the Achroinim, this is the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Rabbi, Skima Shulchan Aruch, Dein LaHakel B'Zeh. Now he says the reason why the cave and Shumi Pnei Asakana. Levatel ulevar chalim ra shema loy levatelim leyashim adalayla. There's another cheshbon here. You're right, maybe in the dinim, but you have the reason you're doing this is because it's a sakana. That's the whole side of it. You're doing it for sakana that's happening right now. So if you don't finish the entire tainus, could be it won't be strong enough to mevatel it. So mamela, therefore, he should finish it till teisa kechavim. And bez Hashem, we will continue next time.